talk about XWiki as a web development runtime platform. So I'm Vincent Massol from the XWiki SIS company, and I'm also one of the open source committer on the XWiki project. So today my goal is to try to present XWiki in a different light. Some of you may know it as a wiki, as an advanced wiki, but I would like to show you and demonstrate that you can go further than that and that you can use it as a development platform. So let's start. So what do we have for today? So I want to first to show you that XWiki is not a wiki. It's a lot more than that. Then we'll see what we can develop with XWiki. Then we'll talk about the development model to see how it's done in practice. And we'll conclude with some pros and cons of using it. So why is XWiki not a wiki? So actually it is a wiki, of course, but that's just one usage. So what you're seeing on the screen is an example of using XWiki as a standard wiki. This is what you get if you download it. So by default, it's a structured open source enterprise wiki that is ready to be used. You don't have any development to do, you can just use it as is. But, and that's the important but, it's also a platform for developing any type of content-based web applications. So under the hood, it sits on top of a servlet container, and XWiki exposes a lot of services, more than 700 actually, and those are business services. They're not just technical services like a logging service, but they're also business service like a WYSIWYG editor, the ability to do configuration, the ability to have a blog application, a scheduler, watch list, skins, attachments, store, etc. Custom metadata, and a lot more. So all those services are exposing APIs that you can actually use yourself. You have access to them. And they also expose, for some of them, they also expose UIs. So wiki pages and UIs. And then your own application can add your own services developed either in Java, for example, or inside wiki pages themselves. And of course, your application can also provide content pages as wiki pages. But you sit on top of this platform and you've got access to those 700 types of services and APIs. So what can you develop with XWiki, knowing this? So I'm going to show you some example of things that were done using those APIs that I mentioned. So first one is collaborative website. So this is, it doesn't have a look of a wiki. It looks more like a website. However, when you go on some pages like this one, the one you're seeing, there's a little pencil button, or several actually here, and you can click on edit, for example. And if you do so, then you're actually editing the page, your wiki page, with some structured data, as you can see. It's not just plain text data. So there is the detailed part is the plain text. But then you've got also the themes, you've got the video part, etc. So this is where you find the wiki engine underneath. But it's completely hidden as a website and with a custom UI. Another example of what you can do with XWiki is another website called Criki, and which allows to write courses collaboratively. Several teachers can group together and write a course for students. And again, you can see on the screen, when you edit the page, the structured concept where you can have a lot of different type of metadata there, and then having some scripts and some UI to present this metadata on screen. Another example is an intranet. So you see yet another look that's very different. Ability to search on the homepage, to list the last items, and then go on a specific page. It doesn't look like a wiki, but you still have the edit icon. For example, the pencil button. And if you edit it, again, you can edit things using a form view, for example, here. So those are three examples of use cases, but there are a lot more. You could use XWiki to write a CRM contact application, an HR recruitment app, some project management app for product documentation, meeting notes, blogging, calendar, etc. the sky is the limit, really. And what I would like to show you is an example. So this is a list of screenshots of what users have done with XWiki. So this is found on xwiki.org website. I just wanted to show you the variety of UIs and use cases that users have done. And this is because of this capability of the runtime development platform. So let's see how it works underneath. So a standard application that you develop normally using a traditional way, that means using Java, PHP, Node.js, etc., is that you've got libraries, so building blocks, those are the blocks on the left, and you're writing code to assemble those blocks together to do something and to generate an executable and a binary that is your runtime that you can then run and do something. And you iterate over these, those are steps, to produce your application. So this is traditional way. But with XWiki, it's a different paradigm. Is you start with a runtime. This is the XWiki that you download. And it already offers those building blocks that are stitched together to make something that works and that runs. And then what you can do is you can replace any of those blocks or add your own blocks to it so that it matches exactly the application you want to have. That means you don't start from zero. You start from having something that has authentication, that has ability to edit content, and ability to have, for example, history of the content, a defined store that can store any type of data in the database, etc. So those are the blocks. And you can remove or add blocks till you get your application that you want to have. So let's see what you can change now. What are the blocks? What are the types of blocks that you can change? So capabilities are, for example, the ability to create your own metadata inside the wiki. So let's say you want to represent a customer, for example, with a function, a name, etc. So you can create those in wiki pages. We'll see a little bit later how to do that. And then you can use them in various places in other pages. And then you've got scripting, a very strong scripting that you can use in wiki pages themselves. We support a lot of scripting languages like Velocity, Groovy, Ruby, Python, etc. And you've got access to the full API. If you remember, I was mentioning at the beginning that you had like 600 or 700 services and APIs. So those are all the APIs are accessible in scripting from your wiki pages. Or actually a lot of them. I'm saying all, that's not completely true, but a majority of them are accessible. You can, of course, also create Java code that access them and then makes this code available from scripts in wiki pages. I'm not going to go there, but that's also possible. And then, of course, in terms of UI, you can change completely the look and feel, change the skin, change the theme, inject any custom CSS and JavaScript in wiki pages, directly in wiki pages, which makes it extremely easy to customize the look and feel of any page or the full website completely, as you've seen in the examples just before. And we've got a concept of extension manager, so ability to load, unload extensions in your wiki. They could be your own extensions, or they could be extensions developed by others that you can use or remove. If you start with XWiki from scratch and there are some extensions that you don't need for your project, then you can also remove them. So let's dive into the metadata, because that's very important. If you remember the homepage of XWiki that I was sharing earlier, so there are different parts, but what's important is that, so this is the UI part, but what's important is beneath, the data displayed are coming from custom metadata. So typically in a wiki, the metadata you have is the title and the content. That's very typical, all wikis do that. Now XWiki go much further because it allows you to define custom metadata. Like for example, the comments here, you see this is, it says, hello OWDCon 2020, that's a custom metadata. All the panels have content and these are custom metadata. They've got titles also, by the way, but this is all custom. So let's see how it works. Let's take the example of the comment. So there is a page in the wiki called xwiki.xwikicomments here, and it defines the structure of what a comment is, for example. So you see a comment as an author of type list of user, it has a date of type date, it has the comment itself of a type xtext area, etc. It can have a number for the reply, the number of the reply it corresponds to, etc. So this is the structure, definition of the structure or metadata. And then in a wiki page, any wiki page, you can actually add an instance of that structure to that page. And this is the example of the home page where I put an instance of that structure. And you see it is filled with the author being the administrator, the date is the one set here, and the comment is the one I was reading before. And then, of course, you now have metadata inside the wiki page. And then through scripting, you can access this metadata and render it the way you want. In the example here, there is some scripting that displays the comment on the screen as a section, as a part below the content on the screen. Now, you could also do it directly inside the content. You could have access to this metadata and display whatever you want in your page content. So that's very important because this is really what allows to develop those applications. Because what we don't see here is that this metadata that you create is automatically saved in the database with a normalized model of XWiki. So you don't need to take care about that. All you need to focus on is the definition of your content, of your metadata, your structure, and how to access it and what to do with it and what to display in the UI or what to do with it. And it doesn't have to have a display. It could do other things also, like send an email or whatever. So let's move on. I mentioned about scripting. So scripting in wiki pages, I wanted to show you what it looks like. So this is an example using Velocity script. So Velocity is a templating language, very simple one. So this page is written in a syntax, in XWiki syntax, in markup syntax. So if we read it very quickly, what I've highlighted are the API calls. For example, here, if we follow it, it says, so it defines a variable xwql that says where all docker.content like something welcome. So that, and then it calls services.query.xwql.execute. So this is actually running a query on the whole wiki, on all the pages, and it finds all the pages that have a content having the welcome string in it. Okay. And then request, so that's asking the request if there is a confirm query string parameter that is equal to 1. Okay, so when we execute this page the first time, it doesn't have that, so it goes to the else. So it displays a bullet list of with a list of all the pages that have welcome in their content. And then it creates a link. This is the link syntax with a label of replace welcome by bienvenue. And when you click this link, it calls the same page passing confirm equal 1 as the query string. So that means the second time this page executes, it goes to the if here inside. So it gets the xwiki.getDocument, it gets the document for each of the item that has welcome in their content. It modifies their content, gets the content, replace all welcome by bienvenue. So to translate it in French, and set it as the new content, and then saving the page with a message, replaced, bienvenue. And then it displays a bullet list item saying replace stuff for this page. So that's simple, but that's to show you about what it looks like. Of course, I'm showing only a few API calls here, but you've got access to thousands and tens of thousands, or actually hundreds of thousands of APIs. You've got the full power at your disposal here. Now, in terms of UI, you can also inject anything in a wiki page. You can inject any type of CSS or any type of JavaScript. You can inject that for the current page. You can inject that for old pages in the wiki or on demand, etc. So you've got a lot of options. Incidentally, if you look here, you're seeing screenshot of custom metadata. So it's the same. Injecting CSS is using a custom metadata defined in the stylesheet extension page. that has the structure, and then so you just need to add this object to your page of this type, and boom, suddenly you've got the CSS injected for this page or all pages on the wiki, etc., through the use this extension parameter below, and for example, and same for the JavaScript. So this is a very nice and simple way where you can inject arbitrary CSS and JavaScript very easily in the wiki, because you just save the page and then boom, it's applied. Very easy. Last that I wanted to show you in terms of the development model was the extensions. I mentioned that 700 extensions. If you go to extensions.xwiki.org, you've got access to all of them. You'll see as of today, there are 776 of them. And they can be anything. It can be a blog application, meeting manager application, forum, an LDAP authenticator, Jira macro, etc. They are really, really a lot. So those extensions are done by the community and they're accessible to you. If there is one that you need to develop your app, you can use it. But of course, you can develop your own extensions. You don't need to publish them there, but they are available to be installed directly inside your wiki through the extension manager of XWiki. So conclusion, with this ability, we can actually code a lot of different applications in XWiki. And if you look at the sum of all the applications that exist in the world, this is infinite, because every day when you come to work, you repeat things, like you want to take data from one side, combine it with some other, do something, and you keep doing this manually. But through XWiki, you've got a very easy way to automate that and create a very small application very quickly, because you've got the runtime running and you just need a few concepts to learn a few concepts, and boom, you've got an application that does things that are custom to you. And if you had to develop it with standard development process, like from Java, from scratch, or PHP, or whatever, you would need a team of developers, and it would take quite a while to do it. And what we're saying is that with XWiki's model, the morphing application model, you can very quickly reach your goal much faster and with a lower cost. And this is actually an enabler to developing the very small application that maybe are a one-time application you need to develop and that you wouldn't develop otherwise. So this is why we call XWiki the Excel of the web, because Excel is a very versatile tool that we've all used with the macros, etc. So this is XWiki is really the Excel of the web in the sense that with it, you're able to do the same thing that Excel was doing with data, but this time with web applications. So what are the main advantages? By doing the things the way I've mentioned with wiki pages and editing pages, you've got an iterative need-based development. That means you start from day one with having something, and iteratively you modify your wiki, you morph it to do things that you want. So it keeps working every day as you progress and you progress along your application that you want to have. It's need-based because, of course, you don't need to make big plans from the beginning and wait a long time before seeing something. You just can decide as you progress about what you want to have and get the feedback of people using it, and suddenly you realize that, okay, people are using this way, so I need to do that. And then you refactor and you modify and it works. And you've got your application that is a little bit better and different than before. Then that's why it's continuous delivery. It's version because you're based on the wiki engine. So everything you do is version. So that means we're bringing the concept of versioning content to application development. You can see the changes in the application, in the script, for example. Do a diff, see who has done what, revert, etc. You also can work collaboratively because you can be several to edit different pages and work on the application. The developers can work on the JavaScript or the CSS, while the advanced users or developers, and I want to say developers because you don't need to be a full-fledged developer, just advanced users is enough, can create the logic, can use the existing APIs. So it works from day one, I've mentioned that, so you got the immediate feedback. It's open source, of course, completely open source and community-based development. I'm not going to enter here, but we've got a governance that allows equal opportunity for anyone on the xwiki.org website. So if you want to know more, just go to xwiki.org and you will find everything, including how to contact the developers and discuss with them. Thank you very much.